Welcome to The Voice of Reason with Dr. Sonia Thompson of Arise Ministries International. Get ready to be strengthened with solid foundational truths inspired by the living word and changed by fresh revelation that will push you into a victorious life now.
Welcome and thank you for joining me today on the Voice of Reason podcast. This is your host, Apostle Sonia Thompson. I am so excited to once again invite you in on a live teaching of our Arise Timothy's and Sarah's ministry. I hope that you enjoyed the last teaching. Please listen in as the Lord uses Prophet Natalie Westenskow to deliver a life-changing message that's absolutely needed for this hour.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome again to another teaching with Arise, Timothy's, and Sarah's. Today, we're going to be teaching out of Malachi 1. Malachi 1, verse 10 through 14 in the message. The title of this message is God is Not Pleased. God's Not Pleased. That's the title of this message. And we're going to find out what God's not pleased about as you follow me on this journey, on this teaching, as I sat with the Lord and discovered a few things. I'm reading from verse 10 in the message, Malachi 1, verse 10. I'm going to read 10 through 14. Why doesn't one of you just shut the temple doors and lock them? Then none of you can get in and play at religion with this silly, empty-headed worship. I am not pleased. The God of the angel armies is not pleased. And I don't want any more of this so-called worship. I am honored all over the world, and there are people who know how to worship me all over the world, who honor me by bringing their best to me. They're saying it everywhere. God is greater, this God of the angel armies, all except you. Instead of honoring me, you profane me. You profane me when you say worship is not important, and what we bring to worship is of no account. And when you say I'm bored, this doesn't do anything for me. You act so superior, sticking your noses in the air, acting superior to me, God of the angel armies. And when you do offer something to me, it's a hand-me-down or broken or useless. Do you think I'm going to accept it? And this is God speaking to you. A curse on the person who makes a big show of doing something great for me, an expensive sacrifice. And even says, and then at the last minute brings in something puny and worthless. I'm a great king, God of the angel armies, honored far and wide, and I'll not put up with it. Woo! This shook me to the core. God's not pleased. God does not want any more of this so-called worship. And what kind of worship is this? What does it look like? It's the kind where you're playing and acting religious, where you're being silly and empty-headed. And he says that in the scriptures, he said this silly empty-headedness. And I thought, you know, let's understand what he means when he says silly. You know, to be silly is to be weak-minded, lacking good sense, stupid or foolish, right? Humorous or clownish, unrestrained. He is saying that your worship, if this is you, he is saying that your worship is silly to him. It is weak-minded and lacking good sense. It is foolish. It is clownish, unrestrained worship. When he says empty-headed, he means brainless, lacking intelligence or knowledge or understanding. That means that when you're entering into, and this might be you, that you're entering into worship and you just enter into worship because, well, you know, you hear the same three songs and, well, you know, what I do is I enter into worship. I stand here, I close my eyes and I bow my head and that's what I do. Well, that's pretend. That's a religious ritual. And God says he's not putting up with it anymore. He wants authenticity. He wants authentic worship. He wants people coming into his presence to worship the God of the whole earth, the real God, the only true God, the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. That's what he wants, authentic worship. Not worship where we go in and we're in the middle of worship, we're thinking about the bills that need to be paid, or we're thinking about homework that needs to be accomplished, or we're thinking about some some things that we need to do. And then we have to wrestle our mind back and finish the same three songs. That is not worship. He goes on to say that he's honored everywhere else except right here. That's us. Let's take this teaching. Let's take this time to really ask God, is that me? Am I entering into your presence this way, Lord? Are you being honored everywhere else except by me? And be open that you just might not be honoring him the way he wants to be honored. Instead of honoring him, he says we profane him. Well, we know the word profane comes the word profanity, right? And I wanted to say that profanity is not just cuss words. Profanity is not limited to cuss words, okay? Profane is a lack of reverence, a lack of respect for the sacred, holy things of God. If we are watching memes that are mocking the holy things of God, he's not pleased. If we're passing on jokes to each other that are making fun of or using holy things of God to create a joke, God's not pleased. If we're using sacred worship time, time in the morning that you're supposed to be setting aside for him only, and we're clipping our toenails and cooking our breakfast and doing other things with that time, God is not pleased. Profane, another word for profane is unholy. Unholy. Profanity is not limited to just cuss words. Let me give you another word for profane. Vulgar. From profane, we get the word profanity. Profanity is the use of unholy, disrespectful language. Profanity is not limited to cuss words. Profanity is vulgar speech. Listen to me very carefully. Your mouth is vulgar to God. If you are participating in these things, your mouth has been and continues to be until you repent, vulgar to God. What does it mean to have a vulgar mouth? It means that your mouth is unrefined. It means that it's not pure in its feelings, its manners or language, right? That means the vessel that the mouth is attached to is not pure. The feelings aren't pure. The manners aren't pure. Your language is not pure. You say things like, this doesn't do anything for me, or this service is boring. You become uppity with your worship. You think that because you look good and your hands are stretched out and everybody can see that, and you're making declarations out loud, holy are you God, hallelujah. Meanwhile, your heart's not really in it. God is not pleased. Then when you finally do offer worship to God, it's secondhand thrift store type worship. And listen, I don't have a problem with a thrift store. I love thrift store shopping. I love any kind of shopping. Okay? But our worship to God should never be secondhand. It should never be thrift store. I want authentic. That's what he wants. It should be authentic, original worship from you. He's not accepting that anymore. And he says it in Malachi 1, 12 through 13. And I'll read that again. All except you, instead of honoring me, you profane me. You profane me when you say worship is not important and what we bring to worship is of no account. And when you say I'm bored or this doesn't do anything for me. And let me break that down and simplify it even more. When you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh my God, I'm too tired to like listen to three songs or, you know, and worship the Lord. oh, I just can't get out of bed. I'm going to sleep until 12 because I just can't get out of bed. Meanwhile, your time of worship with the Lord should have been between 10 and 11 because that's what you said to God. God's not pleased. When you can't get out of bed at the time you're supposed to get out of bed and you can't make God first, and first thing in the morning, 10% of your time. Okay? Do you know what 10% of 60 minutes is? 6 minutes. You mean to tell me you don't have 6 minutes to offer up glory and praise to God? If all he ever requires is a tenth of our time, that's 6 minutes. You don't have 6 minutes? Now, don't mistake this teaching. I'm not saying that our worship should only be 6 minutes. But if God only asks for a tenth of our time first thing in the morning, that's 6 minutes. You mean to tell me that you don't have 6 minutes to say, God, I glorify you. You're the God of the whole earth. Nothing and no one is bigger than you. And, you know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who am I going to be afraid of with you by my side? You don't have 6 minutes to say, give God glory? God is not pleased. He's not pleased. If your mouth has been vulgar to God, if this is you, if your mouth has been unrefined, what does that mean? There's a refining fire. Then we need to ask God to bring us into a refining fire. And we need to ask God to refine us. That's the way to fix it. How do I stop doing that? If this is you, if you're being convicted right now and this is you and your worship has not been authentic, God's not pleased. Then I want you to invite God's refining fire into this area of your life so that he can mold you and purify you. Invite God's glory into your life, into these areas so that his refining fire can purify you, so that his refining fire can purify your worship unto him. Invite God right now to start a revival in you. Ask him to bring you back to your knees.
I pray you took this teaching to heart and you're ready to apply this word. Please share this with your friends and on your platforms because there are others who need to hear this timeless teaching. I also want to mention I have some resources that are available for you if you type in apostlesoniabooks.com. That will take you to my books on Amazon. I know there's something there just for you. Thanks again for listening in, and until next time on The Voice of Reason.
Thanks for tuning in to the Voice of Reason podcast with Dr. Sonia Thompson. We solicit your prayers and support. Please visit our website at www.ariseministriesintl.com for more information about our products, ministry, or to submit your prayer request. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook at Arise Ministries INTL. Be sure to tune in again next week with the Voice of Reason.